Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. At the helm and laying it down right, that was saxophonist, composer, and music educator Rahsaan Barber with his original composition, Breonna Taylor, off his latest 2021 CD, Mosaic. On this adventurous double CD, he teams up with Rhythm Section Cats pianist Mark Endall, bassist Jack Ayler, and drummer Derek Phillips. Since earning a master's degree in jazz performance from the Manhattan School of Music back in 2005, he has dedicated himself to a singular path of musical excellence in performance, composition, education, and entrepreneurship. Residing in his hometown of Nashville, Tennessee, his career encompasses performing and recording in an ever-expanding range of music styles, like jazz, blues, funk, classical, fusion, soul, Latin, and even world music. So far, he has been on stage with the likes of The Temptations, Spanish Harlem Orchestra, and at joints like the Village Vanguard, Birdland, Lincoln Center, and many other places. We caught up with him here at the show, and he had some good thoughts about jazz. Have a listen.
I see jazz in a way as like a celebration of abstract thinking, even particularly as an improvisatory art form, and I think that sort of abstract thinking is necessary right now. We need to not you know, things that are not so black and white.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of jazz nightly, here in the 2021 Music Revival. From the Corvino to the Green Lady and right on down to 18 and Vine with the Blue Room, right here from Kansas City, Missouri. Full of so much jazz, you can't help but dig it. From a cat that Rasan has also gigged with, here's accomplished drummer, Wynard Harper with the tune Get Tough off the 2012 CD Coexist. Dig in.
Thank you. Hi, you're listening to Chris Gale out of Toronto, Canada, saxophone player, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Toronto-based saxophonist, composer, producer, and educator Chris Gayle with his band Hector with the tune Here and Now off the 2021 CD Uncharted. His style and tone is on hundreds of recordings. As a leader and sideman, he's performed around the globe in theaters, clubs, and at festivals, impressing crowds with his lyrical sensibility and very soulful approach. He's been with the likes of Randy Brecker, Jeff Healey, Oliver Jones, and so many more, and we talked with him here at the show, and he glowed about the music community.
One of the things I love the most about being a musician is the community that I'm a part of. You know, there's a special bond, there's a special kind of camaraderie amongst musicians, or I guess amongst any clique, where you're really tight and you're really invested in that thing that you love so much. You know, our community up here, like most musical communities around the world, are really solid and strong and supportive.
From the definitive swing pianist Teddy Wilson, here with When Your Lover Is Gone off of Complete Studio Sessions with Joe Jones circa 1955, dig this.
This is Josh Branfield. I am a tenor saxophonist from New York City. I'm 22 years old. I'm coming out with a record, I'll Never Be the Same, with Roddy Whitaker and Randy Napoleon. And I've been here talking with Joe Dimino from Neon Jazz. It's been a pleasure. Tune in. Thank you.
Was New York City native tenor saxophonist Jack Branfield with the tune Bossa Nova Ova off his latest 2021 CD, I'll Never Be the Same. This cat is one passionate musician who brings his own style in carrying the torch for interpreters of the Great American Songbook. He got some good education at Michigan State University and is currently a scholarship recipient from the Frost Music of School at the University of Miami. Growing up in New York City, he received mentorship from a handful of significant musicians, and during a recent interview, he glowed about the chance to grow up in a place like New York City.
I grew up in New York City, so I was really lucky to get to sort of go to those clubs as a young kid and hear some really great musicians. And then eventually, you know, a little older in high school, I started sitting in at some of those places with, you know, a few musicians who I became friends with. They'd always have me come up on stage. And
from the unforgettable tenor saxophonist Harry Allen, we go next. This is the indelible title track off his 2009 CD, I Can See Forever. I think we can too.
Thank you. This is Emily Kuhn. I'm a trumpet player coming out of Chicago, and I recently released an album called Sky Stories. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Chicago-based freelance jazz trumpeter, player, composer, arranger, and music educator Emily Kuhn with the tune Horizon off her latest and very impressive 2021 CD, Sky Stories. She is a very busy musician with her band Helios, which is a 9-piece chamber jazz ensemble. Along with the music, she teaches trumpet, bass, piano, improv, and composition lessons for students of all ages and levels. And one of the dream shows that she would love to see and engage with is from the great Canadian trumpeter Ingrid Jensen. And as we get into her tune, Blame It On My Youth, teamed up with the great Roy Patterson off the 2008 CD On a Cloud. Listen to her explain.
I think one person that I really would love to I have seen her live before, but I think I would really love at this point in my career to see live and talk to would be Ingrid Jensen. I love her approach to trumpet, and I think right now, I think her sound, I just really am entranced by, and I would love to get to talk to her more about it.
Marimba and vibraphone. I'm living in Berlin, and you're listening Neon Jazz Radio.
That was the very talented Japanese marimbist, vibraphonist, and composer Taiko Saito, joined by her ensemble with the 2021 tune Xylon 4. After she began to improvise and write music, she moved to Berlin to study with the legendary David Freeman. And it was David's work she fell in love with from the beginning, Dream Realized. And as we get into the tune from the internationally renowned vibraphonist, marimbist, composer, and educator, Mr. Freeman, the tune, The Gilded Cage, off his 2014 CD, Weaving Through Motion. Let's listen to her explain.
I was also interested to improvise, so I tried to learn the improvising in classic teacher, but it was not enough for me. And then I met David. I found David Freeman's CD in Tokyo. I was looking for also something new. And I listened to his music, and I was so fell in love with his music.
Thank you. This is David Lord. I'm a guitar player originally from Wichita, Kansas, currently based in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Originally from Wichita, Kansas, and now in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that was guitarist and composer David Lord with the tune Nectarees off his latest 2020 CD, Forest Sounds Volume 2. And we caught up with him here at the show, and he extolled the virtues of growing up in the Midwest.
I guess the advantage to being in the Midwest compared to bigger cities, especially Wichita, there was not much of a chance of commercial success. So it was just all about the creativity. I was really encouraged in college to, you know, pursue my own style, my own sound within jazz or beyond.
And in honor of youth, sun, the 2021 revival, and the triumphant return of live jazz into the world, we end it all with three-time Grammy Award-nominated pianist and friend of the show, Mr. Joey Alexander, with the tune Summer Rising, featuring the very special guest Jaleel Shaw on alto sax. Thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a talented man of summer, full of revival tendencies, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey, on the radio.
Val Joey.
Reach out to us. We love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC at gmail.com. we would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Domino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
Neon Jazz.